This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. For months, a team of USF anthropologists and archaeologists have been studying the Arthur G. Dozier School for Boys in Marianna, Florida, particularly the school's Boot Hill Cemetery and surrounding woods. Now, with the release of its interim findings, Professor Aaron Kimmerly says the question remains, just how many young men are buried on the Reform School grounds?
Not all burial locations are accounted for. The cause of death is not known for the majority of cases, and archaeological field work shows a minimum of 50 graves at the Boot Hill location.
Let's clarify. Field work using ground-penetrating radar and other archaeological tools revealed at least 50 grave-like holes, not necessarily bodies. Kimberly says that's because radar is inexact in the details it reveals.
It's kind of like looking through a window with steam on it. So without doing a full excavation, we can't say exactly what's there.
But the at least 50 number raises the first red flag. Only 31 crosses in the cemetery mark supposed graves, in line with an investigation by the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. Records also show 81 deaths were reported at the school. USF researchers found 98 deaths occurred between 1914 and 1973. Kimberly says this shoddy record-keeping was a consistent part of the school's history.
Just as an example, in a report from Superintendent Van Landingham to the Board of Commissioners in 1926, they recorded a total of 4 deaths. However, the school ledgers show that there were 6 boys that died during that time.
In addition, researchers want to investigate the possibility of a second, more secret graveyard somewhere else on the site. While records don't indicate its existence, at the time it was custom for African Americans and whites to be buried in separate locations. Now, while poor record-keeping isn't a crime, some of the young men who served time at Dozier say what happened to them there was. 67-year-old Jerry Cooper is a member of the White House Boys, a group named after the small building where they allege they were severely abused by school officials. Cooper says he was beaten late one night in 1961 with a leather strap, passing out from the pain. He awoke in the back of a school vehicle with a guard's foot on his back.
They didn't want blood in the car, and I was bleeding so bad, I thought I was going to bleed to death, and that's a fact. And then they jerked me out of the car, take me in there, put me in the latrine, and the cottage father comes down and says, hey, looks like they did a pretty good job on you, and the blood is pouring on the floor.
Newspaper and TV stories on the allegations from Cooper and other White House boys led then-Governor Charlie Crist to order an investigation in 2008. But the FDLE's report basically denied the men's claims, a statement repeated last month when USF's initial findings were released. That, to Cooper, means it's time for federal investigators to get involved.
I want to see the Justice Department come in here. That's what I'm begging for. I'm begging them to please come in here and get this squared away, because from what I can understand, I don't see the FDLE helping us at all, because they don't want to know what happened there.
Two other men who want to know what happened at Dozier are 83-year-old Joseph Arnadeau and his nephew, Glenn. Two of Joseph's brothers, Thomas and Hubert, were sent to the school in 1934. Thomas died at the age of 13 after just 1 month there. Hubert, Glenn's father, eventually returned home, but never said a word about what happened to his brother.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
My father would not speak
of
it.
He would not speak to anybody about the conditions there or the people there or anything else. He was so traumatized by being there to start with and going through what they went through that he would not talk about it.
Thomas was supposedly buried at Dozier. His remains have never been found. Now all the Varnadoes want to do is bring him home so they can bury him next to his mother. To see the USF researchers' reports, please go to the University Beat link on our webpage, wusf.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.